Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry for a look at the latest in state news and politics. Today, we'll be discussing Governor Rick Snyder's State of the State address, which he gave last night in Lansing. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Governor Snyder spoke for about an hour. He hit on a lot of topics, including a state crowdsourcing challenge to come up with ideas about controlling invasive carp in the Great Lakes. Taking the speech as a whole, what did it say about what we can expect from Snyder as he starts his final 2 years in office?
Well, not much. It was a speech curiously short on specifics or proposals. He sort of seemed to be justifying himself to himself and his family. I'm going to talk more about that at 1:30. And he hit a lot of topics sort of lightly. But he said, for example, we need infrastructure improvements, but he didn't propose any new way of getting there, a proposal of getting money out of the state legislature, which is industriously attempting to cut its own taxes. He gave short shrift to Flint. The one thing he seemed somewhat passionate about was keeping the Healthy Michigan program. This is a real achievement. Snyder worked hard to get the legislature reluctantly to approve that, which means essentially 600,000 more people have medical coverage. It's almost all paid for by the federal government, but nobody knows what will happen to that if Obamacare is repealed.
Snyder made a number of references to jobs and job growth and his desire to create more and better jobs. Let's take a listen to some of what he had to say.
Remember the question that all of us heard back in 2010, 2009. The question I heard from everyone was, where is there a job? That's not the question we're hearing today. The jobs are out there. The question is, how do I get the training? How do I get the opportunity to take that job?
Jack, there's no doubt that Michigan's economy has grown since 2010, but does Snyder's picture of what Michiganders are saying about jobs gel with the economic dissatisfaction that many believe got President-elect Donald Trump a victory here in Michigan?
Well, no, not at all. There are indeed more people working. That's probably a function largely of the improvement in the national economy. But there are a lot of people who don't have jobs in their field. There are still a lot of young people who are leaving the state. And some of these job training programs, people are pretty bitter about them. They feel they've been trained for jobs that don't exist. And, of course, the auto industry is alive and well, but not a mass employer of unskilled labor at high wages anymore. As for the jobs that have been created, I once heard a server in a restaurant say sarcastically that she knew there were more jobs because she had four of them. She'd have four of them just to make ends meet.
Last year, the Flint water crisis was the primary topic of the governor's address. This year, Snyder just spent a couple of minutes on it and acknowledged Mayor Karen Weaver, who was in attendance with one of his many shout-outs. The governor said his administration is working with the city to accelerate pipe replacements there, but he didn't get into too much other detail. Did he spend enough time on an issue that's gotten national attention and seems to be a long way from being resolved?
He spent more time talking about our dairy cows. He seemed to be obsessed with the dairy cows, and almost nobody thinks he spent enough time. And as one of the Detroit papers repeatedly mentioned today, he still didn't say that, regrettably, you can't drink the water in Flint.
Jack, did anything else surprise you in this year's address?
Well, I think it surprised me in that this is the address I would have expected next year, which would be his last State of the State address, sort of a valedictory. Some of this stuff, it appeared to be kind of a case of avoidance. And talking about crowdsourcing to raise money for Asian carp reminds me of that old bumper sticker saying it would be a great day when the Air Force had to have a bake sale to build a bomber. We know how to stop the Asian carp, or the scientists think they do. That would require spending money. So I was sort of scratching my head over this State of the State address. It'll be interesting to see what he says next year.
Jack, in your opinion, what was missing from this year's address?
What was missing, I think, was any concrete proposal to make things better, any sort of acknowledgement. I think its biggest failing is we've had this huge scandal with the Unemployment Insurance Agency. Something like 20,000 people were falsely accused of fraud. These are people without any money. They had huge fines levied against them. Their wages were garnished. And it was all the state's fault. It was all some computer error. And the governor hasn't even fired anybody. He reassigned the person in charge of it. And he didn't acknowledge this at all in the State of the State speech or say that he was going to work hard to make these poor people whole. So, again, this was a very curious speech.
Jack, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45. You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.